The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share in extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
A raging war, crippling poverty and an oppressive society shaped our Irish ancestors. Their lives 100 years ago were starkly different from our own and vastly unknown. As time goes on, details are lost and family memories are forgotten. But my next guest has written a book exploring just what we do and don't know about the people who came before us and how their lives became more similar and may have been more similar than we think. Jacqueline O'Mahony, good morning to you.
Good morning.
This is your debut novel.
It is my debut novel. It was a long time coming. It took me a while to write it.
Tell me a little bit about that, because the background to this, they all say there's a book in every one of us, but you know, you hadn't gotten that book out. And what was it? It was the birth of your first child?
Well, it was the birth of my second. I have three children. So after I had my second child, I thought, well, I want to start doing something. Anything really to take me out of the house.
So I enrolled even in your mind.
In my mind, exactly. Yeah, most importantly in my mind. So I did a master's in creative writing at City University in London. And to graduate from the programme, we had to write a first draft of a novel of at least 80,000 words. And the first draft turned into this book.
Well, many people are faced with challenges in academia, but 80,000 words is not one of them. But how did you find the writing process then for someone who was trying to, you know, obviously live your life, be a mum, but also
I found it very, very difficult. It didn't come easily to me. I've always wanted to write. I wrote as a child and, you know, I had a history in academia. I did a PhD and I taught at university and then I went into journalism. I worked at Tatler in London at Vogue and then at various associated newspaper titles in London and in Ireland as well, actually. So I'd written as a journalist for years, but I found creative writing very difficult. And what I learned fairly quickly was that you just have to put the hours in, you just have to put the time in. And, you know, when you've got young children, time is something that you don't have. So it was challenging.
I would imagine I would write random words that were being screamed at me and they end up in the copy that, the sub-editor would take out. You chose to base it around this period. So there's 100 years in the difference and you tell the story from two perspectives. Why did you settle on that?
Well, to be completely frank, the reason that I started doing two stories was because I was very sleep deprived. I wrote the opening section.
That is the best honesty we've had on the programme today.
I wrote the opening section set in 1919. I have a PhD in history and I'm very interested in the War of Independence, that whole period. I finished the first chapter and I thought, I'm extremely tired. I don't know if I can go on. You know, I need to change things for me. And I thought, you know, from the reader's perspective, it's interesting to have a dual perspective. It's kind of like, you know, it gives the book a bit of an engine that drives it forward.
There is the commonality of the house. I mean, how big a character is the house in all of this?
Well, I suppose the house and the landscape itself is a character in itself in the book. The house is what binds the two characters together. It's their common interest. One of them is trying to flee the house and the other one is trying to go back to the house. So that is something that they both have in common. The two main characters, one in 1919 and one in 2019, they're related. The book really is a story of discovery on both their parts. One of them is discovering her relationship to the other character. And that's it.
And that's it. I mean, the discovery element of it is key because we were talking with Conor Mulva on the programme earlier on about this period in history, in Irish history, which is kind of sandwiched between a lot of other dramas that doesn't get a huge amount of coverage. We don't know a lot about what life was like back in 1919, but your background in history allowed you to give an accurate version of like it was tough time, wasn't it?
It was a tough time. I mean, it's not a historically heavy book, I don't think. People asked me if I've done a lot of historical research and it wasn't really necessary to do huge amounts of research. It's more character based than history oriented, I suppose. But it was particularly for women, it was a very difficult time. You know, women were often confined to the house. It was difficult for them to break free from that. So I was interested in investigating that.
We were constantly being told, look, it was the time when women got the vote, but obviously only certain women got the vote. It was still a very oppressive society. And that comes through then in the character based in 1919. And they also have strain between mother and daughter in common.
Yeah. And I mean, there are a variety of circumstances that constrain the character, really. She's poor. She's from a poor farming background. She's poorly educated. And I mean, I suppose she's from really a very traditional background, the background that most of us would come from, in West Cork. at the time. Her options were limited. Her options were severely limited. And then she becomes pregnant. She's not married. And she has to have the baby out of wedlock, effectively. And the book is about what becomes of her, what becomes of the baby, and the choices that she's forced to make and what she has to do to survive, really.
And as an author, look, you've lived through your life so far. We're in 2019 and the changes that have gone on in society, which are pretty stark. I mean, was it grim? Did you find it grim to have to write it from the perspective, knowing that no matter how bad you would have written this story or how many negative turns you take, there would have been women who lived far worse than even that fictionalised account?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's unimaginable. And that's the thing about writing historical fiction. We can only imagine what people went through. We don't know. And this book is fiction. I made it up. It's not based on a historical character. And all we can hope is that it's a fairly realistic portrayal of what happened to people at the time. But we have no way of knowing.
The impossibility of ever coming home. Is that a common thread in all of our lives? Sometimes you even if you're a teenager who has a strap and storms out of the house.
Yeah.
that is always there in the back of your mind. Is that a universal?
I think it's the idea of home. So whether it's an actual geographic location or it's the idea of returning to the home that you had as a child, you know, the idea that you can't ever go back really to an idealized past. So the character who's in 2019 has left Ireland for a variety of reasons, gone abroad, and then her life takes a wrong turn and she thinks to try and set things back on the right path. She wants to go back to the past that she'd known.
Yeah.
And she's trying to rediscover a place of where she had been happy. But I think it's impossible for anyone effectively to go back to
It's a fascinating insight, because there are many people who are listening to this right now who
that's a frightening idea.
Will be in the family home. So in other words, it could be something, could be in their relations, their great grandparents or whatever the case may be, that they know so little about. They don't know the full story. Or indeed, if it's a house that somebody else lived in a century ago, it's worth looking up the census to find out who was there. Try and piece together the kind of lives that they had. Because we can, from the fragments of information that are out there, give a little bit of insight. You know, who was there in the 1911 that wasn't there in the 1901. That kind of thing. It can be done. So the stories all exist. You've just managed to put one down, even if it is a fictionalised account. The book is A River in the Trees by Jacqueline O'Mahony. It is out now and it is priced about €17, available in most bookshops. Have you a second book in you?
I hope I do. Yeah,
it's have you started
I have started it. It follows the character of Hannah in 1919 and it sees what happens to Hannah.
Okay.